Escape pod ready.
No, escape pod.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. May the 4th be with you. If you're wondering about the connection between Star Wars and May the 4th, it has nothing to do with the release dates of any of the movies. On this day in 1999, however, stores across America opened at midnight, an unheard-of practice in the 20th century for most retailers, so they could be the first to offer merchandise from Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace, which could not be sold any earlier than May the 4th. Action figures and other swag bearing the likeness of Darth Maul sold out faster than Wedge flying away from the latest battle against the Empire. In 1967, NASA launched the fourth lunar orbiter on a mission to orbit the moon. Bet you didn't see that coming. Lunar orbiter went into an orbit that carried it over the moon's poles instead of its equator, allowing the unmanned satellite to map almost all of the moon's Earth-facing near side. Plans to map the far side of the moon were thwarted by mechanical issues. Born on this day in 1940, novelist Robin Cook. In 1980, the original mission of Battlestar Galactica ended.
Listen, we better get ready.
Who is here, Starbuck?
Your people. Centurions.
I must go.
Sai. Don't. Don't make me do it.
Goodbye, Starbuck. Goodbye.
In the episode The Return of Starbuck, Glenn A. Larson gave the series a fitting exit by rebelling against ABC's mandate to replace the original cast. Dirk Benedict returned to play Starbuck one last time. In 1985, Max Headroom asked Roger Daltrey of The Who just who he thought he was.
Hi there, Rod, old sport, old backbone. Wear those silver rings cockily on one hand, buddy. Old mate.
Gold.
Old fun. Chum from way back. What do you say? We meet at last, big fella.
Yeah, good to meet you.
Yeah, Rod. You've become a successful actor in your own way, eh? What do you like about acting? Is it the exhibitionism of the old rock star, still fighting to get out?
Yeah, I suppose so. I mean, it's great to get paid for dressing up.
And in 2000, Star Trek Voyager executive producer Rick Berman confirmed that yet another Star Trek spinoff was in the works at UPN and hinted that the new show might not even have the word Star Trek in its title. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, and you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green.